Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we'll do some more healing with everybody today. If you want to come to the fast chat, maybe I could answer some questions about the Ascension if you'd like to get into that. People always ask me questions when I go out and about, so if you wish to come in there and just type in a few questions, maybe we can cover those today here. And like we always say, the light ship comes here once every 2,000 years. And it's here again to help people with the ascension process. And the most important thing is to be able to come more into your body with your spirit. This is what needs to be done. Like Jesus said, to be innocent like a child, so to speak, to become childlike, where you're not completely in judgment with yourself. And not having those energies around you to prevent you from coming more into your body. This is why when you're first born, your essence around you, that wonderful spirit energy is so kind of fluffy and nice, and you look into a baby's eyes or maybe a young child's eyes, and they're very, very bright. And then as they get older, maybe starting school, you notice that their eyes become a little more glossed over, not as transparent, and then naturally as you see adults, they may look really, really glossed over or not there, and this is because of the traumas that the body has experienced in this lifetime. So you want to become more into your body with your spirit. This show is all about that. And what we're going to first do is some entity work. This is how we start off each show normally. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they're still here. And if BBS is listening, we have like low volume here, so if you're experiencing that, you might want to just call BBS if they're not monitoring my call here, just to tell them that. We're going now to do some entity releases from people. So again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. And we're now starting this process here. We're going to work with the bottom of our feet and work our way up and go to the top of our head. So here we go. This takes about maybe a couple of minutes to do. And also, you may want to focus on a particular place in your body to tell your spirit that you want more additional help there. If you have an ache or pain, normally that can also attract a lot of entities to you. So you want to have that released from you. If somehow you feel a little muddled in your mind, then also request healing there from your spirit. Remember, your spirit will work with these energies now working with you to help to release these entities. And here we go. We're working up your legs. And yes, I have also another request here about having the volume turned up. So you may have to call BBS directly. And if you're on a phone line that uses your computer, it may be a little more difficult. I'm unable to affect the volume on my end here. So here we go. I'll try to get a little closer to my phone. I don't know if that's going to help or not. But let's see what happens here. Okay, the first thing is entity releases here. Going up to our waist. And now we're going to our solar plex area. And working our way up to our heart center. And now we're going up to our shoulders. Now we'll work down our arms. Some people have a lot of fatigue with their arms. Maybe they're working a lot. Maybe their fingers and wrists. Maybe carpal tunnel. So we're working down to these areas now. Going down to your fingertips, releasing energies. And now we're going to work our way up to our neck and go to the top of our head. There we go. That feels very good. So we're going to now bring back to you your spirit, fragments that left you from sorrow, pain, anger, whatever it could be, anything that was not love energy that you were dealing with. And this is mainly mind energy. We have different ways to work with these entities and the way they come into us here. But they basically all come in through the mind energy. And somehow, some way, the earth energy is unable to completely attract these energies back to itself since it created these emotional bodies.
also the one that's inside of you. It was created to sample more love back to the Earth spirit, so I could say, gee, there's a lot of love on this planet. And it's sort of changed. Now it's like, you know, being used to collect the emotional densities that would hit you all at one time of what you went through in your lifetime. It would probably kill the body instantly. So it's used like as a self-defense mechanism, kind of like a buffer, like a big sponge. And what we're going to do now is take away more of these energies from you and bring in your spirit. So here we go. And we're going to now bring more of you back into your body. And I'll count to 10. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Kind of take a body scan here. Might want to get up and stretch and twist. Bend over a little bit. Just kind of see how your body's feeling for the next minute or so. See the music on so you can sample and just see how much better you feel with these entities released from you. Next, we're going to bring everybody back into the current time. What happens is, through our mind, remember the light only works in the now, so you probably all know that by heart if you've been on this program before. But if you're new, we talk about mind energy a lot. And the mind energy is the New Age teachings this time around. And they want you to use your mind to create your reality. And instead of using heart energy, you're using the mind. And then you have the battle of the minds and psychic attacks by using your mind to control someone else's reality. And it goes on and on and on. And then you go into witchcraft and sorcery and many other things like this. And it's all the same thing. Just depends how you label it. But it's still mind energy, and that's the negative side, the dark side of consciousness instead of the heart energy. And when the universal shift happens, which you might call the 2012 shift, there will be no more mind energy in existence because that mind energy will drop away to the dark side, which is kind of where it came from. And all that's going to be left within the universe of light will be light energy. So what we're going to do now is, since your mind can take you into the future or into the past, we're going to bring you back into the present moment. So we're going to go for those people who are in the future, and you can be in both places at once also. But the people that live in the future, wishing for a better life to happen, or whatever that would be, planning things in the future, wishing more love energy was with them, maybe hoping for a much better relationship, since everything here on this planet is a relationship with you, what happens is your energy gets diluted. And you're not in the now, then you're in the mind-controlling energy. And then you're right in alignment with your horoscope and your astrological charts by the planets. So we're going to bring you back into the moment so you can be in divine love energy. So we're going to go 5 months from now and bring you back. Remember, this is where you put your own consciousness. and everybody will feel a slight change, hopefully. If you're only a month out, you may not feel anything happening until we hit the one-month time. But for those who are out further, we'll go 5 months. So here we go. So 5 months, going back now to the fourth month, and now bringing you back to the third month, and second month, and 1 month in the future, and right now back to this present moment. There we go. And the Lightship is doing this for you, so you can give your thanks that they're here to help. And now we're going to take the people who are living in the past. And it's the same basic energy, just that your thoughts are in the past. Here we go. So 5 months to 4 months, coming back. And we're going now 4 to 3 months, and 3 to 2 months, and 2 to 1 month. And now we're coming right back now to this present moment. There we go. So again, check out your energy system, see how this is helping you, do a body scan, and just see if maybe you feel a little different. You might want to get up and walk around a little bit here. So I'll put some music on again for you to experience, and remember to do a sampling and just see how you're feeling. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment for everybody listening. And we're going to go to your heart center first and reposition that in your body. Remember, this, your heart center and all your different chakras are what is used to bring energy to your invisible bodies that make up the physical. And if the chakras are not in alignment properly, you will not have a proper healing. And you may just feel out of whack. You may not feel like you have a higher consciousness that day. You might feel drained with your energy. And again, monitor and see how you feel after this process here. So here goes, moving your heart center. That feels great to me. Now we move up to your throat chakra. There we go. And your third eye. Great. Moving back down now below the heart, your solar plex area, your power chakra. Good. Second chakra, good, and first chakra. There's some people there that need a little more work here with that. There we go. Now that feels fine to me. We'll do an opening if you wish. We'll do body width for you. Here we go, heart chakra. Use the word spin to open it up. You may actually feel this energy moving in your body. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. So again, I'll let you sample the energy. And again, move around, stretch, twist, and see how you feel with more energy flowing through you right now. do the mind to heart drop. So again, just sit back and relax here. The light ship will open up this channel for you. And this channel of energy, once it's opened up, it's always opened in you. And it's an easy way for you to connect your awakening consciousness to your heart center, where your spirit and guidance is. So we're going to drop you down. Think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And if you haven't done this before, it'll be very profound for you. If you're able to fully connect into your heart center and release a lot of the baggage from your emotional traumas and everything else, you're going to actually feel that your thoughts are coming from your chest cavity in place of inside of your head. Here we go, going down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, we'll drop you down. And just concentrate here. You might want to just follow my counting and just kind of visualize. Maybe the 9th is between maybe your eyes, and number 8 is maybe the tip of your nose. And just kind of do a sample like that and just kind of feel the energy. So here we go. From your forehead, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, we'll just put some music on for you. Stay in your heart center and request healing and especially guidance from your spirit that knows how to help you. Question here is, how is the Creation Lightship helping those who haven't heard of the Creation Lightship at this time? That's a big question. What they have done here physically is they've taken away the mind control energy that is off-planet by the negative ETs that should not have ever come here. So they're working with that process here. So that happened, around Thanksgiving time of last year. They're cleaning away a lot of the densities to help you become more conscious. They've also changed the atmosphere. If you look outside, if you're able to see, you're going to notice that the skies are much bluer. Unfortunately, when we go traveling, you know, the chemtrails are so thick that it's hard to see the blue sky through them. But if you do have a nice day where there's a breeze blowing and they don't affect you, you're going to notice that the skies are like it used to be probably 20, 30 years ago. So they have changed that. They've changed the rainbow. So they're doing a lot as far as on an individual level, which might be what the real question is. If you're not connected to your heart center and going within, they really can't help you, because this is your own connection to the divine, your spirit. Remember, your spirit is just as powerful as Jesus and Saint Germain and any other masters or angels or saints that you think are divine or believe that are divine. You are just as important and just as powerful as those beings. So if you don't connect to that energy yourself, inside of yourself, they cannot force you to do this. This is your own free will which allows you to do this connection. And see, the light ship is only here to do the ascension process. Because of the densities being so awful here and the extraterrestrial interventions that's been here for thousands and thousands of years, this place is like a lost planet to the light. And so they're actually trying extra hard to take away these energies now because they're losing part of themselves in the process. But as far as, you know, are they going to come and do a healing on everybody on the planet? No, you have to connect to yourself. This is what you're here to do. You have to surrender that energy body, which is your thoughts. You have to surrender your emotions and clean these bodies out. And this is what everyone else has to do throughout the universe. So this is a known fact that ascension happens every 2,000 years. So this is up to you. So if a person is not conscious enough and holds that much anger and cannot work on themselves to come into their own spiritual awareness that they are a divine being, that they do have a spirit residing within them, the light ship can't help you. So this is your first connection. This is why whenever I do any work, we first do, like on the chakra alignment, we work with your heart center to activate and to run heart energy through you. So I hope this answers your question. If a person is too ignorant, and I guess that's the best word to use, not knowing, then at that point, the light ship cannot help you. So you have to connect with your own divinity. Let me see if we have any other questions here. We can do a disconnection from other people. And what we'll first do is an emotional clearing. Emotional clearing is what the light ship recommends with every healing that I do. So if you are going to do any work with me or for a friend of yours or a son or daughter, the first thing that has to be done is the emotional clearing so that you're able to connect more with your spirit. Because your spirit throughout this lifetime has been wounded because it takes on the imprinting of the emotional traumas from the emotional body. So if you don't heal your spirit first at that point, if you don't do that, you're lost. So your spirit has to be healed first. This is why I do sample healings for people so they can feel the difference. And then at that point, they're able to work with me and do private sessions. And this is what's needed for your evolution. So here we go. Emotional clearing. And you could also, you know, do this yourself, but I think time is too short. You know, most people have children now at a really young age. They should be having children, or in fact, humanity here should have been working on themselves probably at least 1,000 years ago and not having and creating babies and children until they're probably, you know, well, you know, two-thirds through their lifetime. And in that first two-thirds, they should be working on themselves, getting rid of their crud so that their child is much purer than they are. This is how it normally works out. But here, that has not been the case. A lot of the teachings here have been eschewed and not brought forth, and which is not the fault of, you know, typically the Galactic Federation by not bringing us the teachings. In one way, it is completely their fault. But on the other hand, everybody knows they have a spirit inside of themselves, that you're connected to the divine. So it's up to you to connect. So that's kind of how the light ship looks at it, basically, that they give teachings, and the teaching just weren't brought down here in full integrity, unfortunately. And like I said, you know, where you should be right now on your evolution for ascension, you should be as ready to walk through that door the light ship would come and say, okay, we're going to do ascension. We'll do some just basic clearings on everybody, maybe one or two healing sessions, maybe a few hours of work to prepare you so that you can do the ascension time, and that would be it. Instead, this place is such a mess that the dark side has taken over this process here, and it's awful. For me, it's just awful to see humanity the way they are. But it's still up to you to connect to your spirit, you know? And that's what is taught. You know, you all know that you have a spirit inside of you, and you have to connect to that. And that's your only salvation here, is to connect to your own divinity, and then ask your spirit what to do next. So if you would have done this, your parents would have done this 500 years ago, you'd be ready for ascension right now. So that's kind of, everything in a nutshell, I think. So what we start off with everybody, because you have not had the opportunity or been connected to the divinity, the divine of yourself, this high-frequency energy, we have to do a lot of clearings to help people out for this process. So here we go. This is an emotional clearing, and we'll go back 5 days. And these are, like I said, just sample clearings. For what I do, they're 100% completed instantaneously, but the light ship cannot take all the energy away because it has to go through your whole lifetime. And so this is just for the last 5 days. So here we go. Emotional clearing, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we'll do a disconnection of people. And this is another nice thing to have done. Remember, you should not be attaching yourself to anybody. That's using the mind energy, force of will to connect, to cord into somebody. I think everybody online here knows what cording is. If you don't know, it's just where you connect with somebody's consciousness, typically their body, and you start sucking the energy out of them. And, you've heard of the word psychic vampires. Well, this is what it would kind of be in a sense, okay? So you should not be able to connect to anybody else. Somehow that's taught through different teachings. Practitioners do it all the time now, which is, to me, disgusting. But it happens. And so you want to always get your own energy. And where do you get your energy? It all goes back to your own spirit. So this is why you want to connect to yourself. So here we go. Visualize, if you would, maybe people in the last few days that you've had contact with. Remember, if somebody just shakes your hands or touches your body, they can take your energy too. And if you have your auric field spread out quite a ways away, people walk in and out of your auric field, and you start taking on their energies also. For myself, my auric field is probably about a half an inch from my body always. And I never let it go out further than that because I don't want to pick up anybody else's stuff. That's why probably people normally, put their hands in front of their heart center and bow to people. That way you don't connect with people. So once you shake a hand with somebody, at that point, you have taken on some of their energetics, some of their garbage, and you have to deal with it yourself. So once you know that, you may not want to shake hands any longer or hug people. But that's your choice. But that's just information for you. You can put that on the front burner or the back burner and just kind of see how that relates to you. So here we go. Think of a person or maybe a few that's been in your life the last 2 days. And we're going to take away their energy from you. This is how they corded and connected to you. So here we go. Disconnecting your sixth chakra. Good. Fifth chakra, fourth, third, second, and first. And that was 2 days ago. Now we'll do yesterday. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So everything that happened from a few seconds ago back to the last 2 days are cleared for you. And now we're going to do the same process for energies that you attach yourself to other people. This could be knowingly also and unknowingly. So either way, it's still bad. Remember, you want to keep your energy system to yourself. You don't want to give away your spirit energy. So here we go. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And this energy is coming back to you in wholeness. First chakras, I mean, 1 day ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So I'd like you all just to kind of see how you feel. Again, people take your energy away from you. That could also create a physical pain in your body also. Sometimes the cords could be a couple-inch diameter or six-inch diameter cord, and they're just really getting your life force energy. And that should not be taken away from you. Okay, and I'll just talk a little bit here. I worked with a person in the last week here, and this person was a very, very loving, kind individual. And somehow, I don't know how this happened, but I'll tell you how things get attached to you. Normally, someone will come up to you, and you have good intentions because you're willing to help somebody who's in need. And what happens is once that other person kind of starts talking to you and giving you their little story about how much help they need, your heart and your spirit automatically, you know, you open your heart up to this person. So now you're really willing to help them because you're listening to them intently. And that kind of, in a sense, sucks you into their energy field because you're not now in neutral. Remember, you're going into emotional energies. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, they can do a whammy on you without you even realizing it. And all of a sudden, you're entangled with all of their stuff. And you may not really know that until maybe a few days later, and you just don't feel right. And then you realize that, man, I'm seeing visions of this person. I'm getting some of their thoughts in my consciousness. I'm not responding the way I normally would. It might feel like you have entities in you, which could be the case, too. They could body hop. And all of a sudden, you realize that you're not who you really want to be. And that's because that person basically did a psychic attack on you and connected to your energetic system. And you, being in perfect love energy, wanted to help somebody, pouring out your heart to them because of their negative situation that they're in, and you're having the compassion to help them. Can entangle you up in their web, and that could be a very negative experience for you. So it's always best to kind of walk back a little bit, close down your chakras, and then listen and just see kind of how what's happening. If you could drop into your heart center and listen there, you'd find out if what they're telling you, you know, is true or not, or if you can actually help them, because your spirit will talk to you. But the mind will normally want to help. along with the heart, but it's not really the true heart energy, it's the emotional heart. So you must realize that your emotional heart wants to help, but your true heart center, which is in non-judgment, all it can do is pour out love to that person. But when you get stuck on that emotional roller coaster ride with somebody, that's when the damage can occur. So I hope that's kind of helped some of you. I don't normally talk about this, but it might shine some light onto why maybe you're picking up things. What we're going to do here is, we did this maybe about a month ago or so. An individual mentioned that they somehow in a sense, got into sexuality and thinking that's love, okay? So what we're going to do is clean out, for those of you online here, if you wish to do this, we'll take out the energy from your second chakra, which we'll just say is basically sex, and we'll take it out of your heart and put it back. So whenever we do the reversal here of these two energies, some people think love is actual giving themselves up, giving their body up in love to someone, because that's what you have to do, and it's not really correct. And somehow the two chakras, the second chakra and the heart chakra, kind of get mixed up. So, and everybody may need this anyway. So here we go. What we're going to do now is take the energy from your second chakra, that's actually heart energy, that got stuck in there in the wrong location, and we're going to bring it up to your heart. So to do this exercise, I'll just count to 10. Sit back and relax, and here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to take out the sexual energy from your heart chakra and put it back to where it belongs in the lower chakra here, which is your second chakra. And this is the same process again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, I'll just put some music on, and you can kind of sample and just see how you feel. You might feel a little different. And if you do feel different, that's good, because sometimes the chakras do get all mixed up. And annoying to you without realizing what's happening, they can lead you astray here a little bit. Next, we're going to do the same process here. And I'm sure there are people who somehow are using their throat chakra for their power. Maybe they may command people to do certain things. Maybe they like to yell at people, and they're using their personal power to work that way. So we'll do the same process here. So we're going to take the energy from your power chakra,
That's in the fifth chakra, and move it back down to the power chakra. So here we go, same process. One, and again, take a mental note here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And now we're going to do the opposite here and bring the fifth chakra energy and put that, bring it up from the third to the fifth. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Now put some music on again and just kind of see how that feels for you. Another question here. Very, very good question. Marriage and family life with respect to not touching, exchanging energies. Well, that's a real easy one to answer. Have you ever held a baby? Okay, or touched a baby? They're pure love energy. They're pure spirit embodied in the flesh. Okay? And they don't take anything away from you. In fact, most people that I have seen who touch babies actually attempt to pull some energies off the baby because it's so loving, okay? So this is the way you're supposed to be, is to be in that same state of affairs, the same state of consciousness as a baby. And love energy will never take anything from anybody. So that's a very easy question to answer. What happens with us humans is that we normally will tend to touch somebody to take away their energy because they may have maybe a stronger love energy than you, or maybe they have something that you desire in their consciousness, so you want to, you know, attach to it, or, you know, things along that line. But basically, you know, whenever you touch anybody, it should be completely neutral energy. And there's very few people on the planet who could probably actually stay in that state of awareness. So I would say at that point, that's why I say it's not really necessary to hug or to shake hands. And if you ever noticed, have you ever been someplace and people keep bumping into you and you go, why are they bumping into me? Well, they're trying to gain part of your consciousness, okay? And that's because you have something that they don't, which maybe is more love energy. And so they want to take it from you, not knowing that they have the source inside of themselves. So that's kind of, I guess, where we're going with this whole process today on this Monday show, is to have you disconnect yourself from other people. Remember, you're a complete unit. You need nothing else outside of yourself but your spirit. So what we're going to do now is another clearing here. And we're going to disconnect you from some of the planetary energies. And we'll do one for the moon here. So let's just kind of focus on the moon energy. And we're going to disconnect you momentarily from this here. So here we go. And we're going to just count to 10 and disconnect you. So here we go. Go backwards from 10. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and disconnected. So you may feel your energy change in your body. Remember, this is part of your horoscope. the mind control and energies from the extraterrestrial beings that are here to take you away from your own spirituality and to live off of your life force energy of your spirit. And I'll do some more planets for you now. So that's one that was known. We'll do 10 other ones that are unknown. There are, you know, hundreds if not thousands of these that are in the dark universes that are attaching to you. Remember, the light never created anything to take away your free will and your consciousness. But there are energies out there that do this. So here we go. First planet, disconnected. Second, disconnected. Third, disconnected. Fourth, disconnected. Fifth, disconnected. Sixth, disconnected. Seven, disconnected. Eight, disconnected. Nine, disconnected. And 10, disconnected. So I do sessions with this to release people away from these planets that are connecting, stealing their energy, and giving them a different type of consciousness. So again, sit back and relax. See how your body feels. Walk around. And this healing is a very, very good healing to have done. It's a planetary healing that I do for people. Next, we'll do a healing on your hearts. So that was requested sometimes on some of the shows here. And since we're working with a lot of the heart energy right now, we'll do a heart healing for everyone. So if you wish, you could come and stroll down. And if you don't already have a light being in front of you, bring her up on your monitor screen. If you're brand new to the show, just go to Creation Lightship Healing, click on it, and stroll down beneath the blinking flower, beneath a lot of the feedback, little testimonials from people, and underneath that it's a beautiful light being. And we're going to energize her, and she'll do some healing work. There'll be three light beings coming in to your room, connecting heart to heart with you, and we'll be taking away some of your maybe anxieties, sadness out of your heart. Remember, who you are is your past, and as you keep recycling the past, this is why you have traumas in your life. So you want to get the past out of you, and the past is basically given to you, you know, from your ancestors. It's nothing that you've done yourself to deserve what you've had in this lifetime. You know, you didn't do anything wrong in the last lifetime, like I talk about for reincarnation. This is all your ancestors' stuff. So you're dealing with that in this lifetime, trying to get it out of your body so your body can do the ascension. And your body chooses what to work on, which is the most negative effects that you're dealing with, so it cannot basically die of these scenarios. So once you get them out first, some things are much less than others. And some things are a lot worse than others. So here we go. So just, if you wish, think of a situation in your life, maybe a person that's causing you trouble, harm. Think of them right now. And we're going to count to 10. The reason why I count up and down is to command the energy. Without commanding the energy, it will not work. So here we go. So we'll count here. So one, the light beam's working with you, taking away these energies. Two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
We'll open your heart up a little bit more now. So heart chakra, I'll do the word spin again. Spin, 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 open. And again, spin, 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 open. What we're going to do now is bring in your original spirit energy when you were born, when you were typically around, if not 100% in your body with your spirit. We're going to count to 10, and this energy is going to come right into you right now. This is Love Comes Walking In. I use that, the song of Van Halen. And contact is all it takes to know your own divinity. So here we go. We're going to count to 10. Sit back and relax. Take a really big, deep breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is your own precious spirit energy when you were a baby. Just sit back and enjoy this communion with yourself here. Incidentally, if you probably all noticed this, if you go into a room where there's a baby present, you can feel that pure divine essence. Just one little spirit can heal hundreds of people in a room. And this is why people normally start to smile when they see a baby, because they're getting that essence that they're missing in themselves. And that little spirit and that little baby is healing everybody. And that beautiful love, divine consciousness. So this is where you are right now. Your baby, your little child is with you, and your spirit is activated fully. And what we'll do is we'll bring in have a request to bring in the 12 divine energies here, the source energies. We'll bring them in all at one time through the light beam. And here they come. So I'll count to 10 again. Now let's count to 12. And each time I do one number, each one will come through. So number 1 is coming through. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10, number 11, and the last one, number 12, source energy. So these energies will be with you for probably about a half an hour. Just leave your monitor screen on, keep your heart open, and, you know, request healing. So I want to say blessings to all of you. Our next show will be on Wednesday. And if you wish to come on our call that we have,
coming up. It's a Saturday call on the 24th, an Ascension preparation call, 4 hours long. You can contact me. If you wish to join our email list, just scroll down to the bottom of the page, type in your email, and you have to confirm that when it gets sent to you. And if you had any healings, I just love reading them on the testimonial. You can just do a testimonial, too, on the bottom of this page. So I don't want to run too far over time, so I'll just say blessings to all of you and stay in your heart center, and I hope your little baby is doing a lot of healing work with you right now. So blessings and good night.